Titans basketball is on the air. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Shelbyville Pharmacy, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville. Now, let's go back courtside with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
The starting lineup now being officially announced here for Tyler. Should mention that Dennis County coach back, Glenn Drury. Scott, you and I were talking last night. No idea how long he's been there. Just a long time.
You're right. He's been there for, man, a long time.
I had to admit, too, you know, you kind of called out the Harrison County, I mean, Collins crowd last night after the game. We're a little short over here today.
Definitely a lot better crowd on the Collins side tonight. And same thing, we are on the visitor side, which is always
good.
A tricky proposition. But Collins side of things on their side, I'll fill it up, but a good crowd on both ends here.
As you know me, I'll keep it calm until we start losing.
So in the backcourt, McKnight and Feltner, and up front, Ford, Turner, and Cochran. For the Titans, it'll be Charlie Cochran and Christian Gritton out at center court, ready to jump this one up. We mentioned these teams split the matchups in the regular season. Collins won the true regular season matchup, 62-59. And Anderson County won the district final, 53-44. Tap is a terrible tap. Finally on the going down, Gritton gets a hand on it, deflects it over to Penny. And Garmin in offensive court, one underway. Here, Collins man-to-man. Right side, Penny on the wing.
Turner starting off against Penny.
Gritton with it on the high post. And back to Garmin straight away. Garmin falls out of play. They'll swing it left side here to Pittman. Pittman out front to Garmin. He fakes and try to get in the lane. And blocked by Fort, out of bounds. Charlie Cochran tried to save it in, but stepped on the end line.
Fort could give Garmin a little trouble, you know, that height. The Gibson kid for Oldham County really kind of took, you know, didn't bother him much, but Nick, you know, a couple inches taller than Garmin.
And Collins now, he's like switching down a 2-3 zone on this baseline out of bounds. Garmin with it out front, left side to Penny. Penny has gotten off the huge start here against Collins in both their matchups. Gonna look to drive, goes all the way to the basket, goes up, blocked by Turner, and taken out by Cochran. Here comes McKnight, Davion pushes, leads it off for four. Nick had a shot if he wanted it, he's gonna drive all the way to the basket, finger roll, in it in. Collins draws first blood here.
Poor defense there by the Bearcats. Basically, they can just drive all the way in for a dunk to test the layup.
Penny with it out front, goes against the ball screen, looking to drive, leaves it off in the corner to Garmin. He's cut off, he'll get it back to Penny, he'll rise up from three, this one rolled in. Hit the front of the rim in the back and rolled in.
Some soft rims over here in Henry County, in the Roy, as they call it.
Roy. So Anderson with their first lead here, 3-2. McKnight with it on the right wing, guarded by Garmin.
Oh, 2-2. Man, that missed Charlie right there.
Dominique has it out front. He'll hand it to Feltner on the left wing. Now straight away to Cochran. Right side, Ford has it. He'll take a ball screen. Gives it back to Cochran. He'll rise up and shoot a three. Got it!
Charlie, something's a little bit of that game here lately.
Collins back out on top, 5-3. Forward with it out top. Gets it over to Penny, just left of the circle. Garmin with it. Garmin looking to drive all with the basket, laid it in.
Not very good defense there by Nick Ford. He's got to stay with him. Kind of gave up on the play. Garmin just got by and went in from the damage and uncontested layup, too.
You're absolutely right. Just he got by him and just let him go.
Yeah.
Ford with it. He had Cochran on the back cut, missed him. Turner with it out straight away. Dom guarded by Woodridge. He'll hand back to Feldner.
Oh, yeah, that's an advantage that Dom can take advantage right there.
Ford has it poked away by Penny. Toby going the other way and dumped it. Collins got to be a little more better handling of the basketball out front. McKnight and Garmin flops for his first of probably 50 of those tonight. Turnaround jumper by Fort, no good. Rebounded by Cochran, goes up and laid it in. You can't spell flop without J.C. Garman's name being attached to it, and he had one there. Luckily, no call.
Yeah.
Grayson Allen thought that it was excessive. And a full length of the court pass knocked out of bounds. Yes, they also end a good play by Davion McKnight. Davion went up, knocked it away, and it hit the leg of Britton on the way down. And Marcellus Bell quickly off the bench. He'll check in for Nick Ford.
I thought they might have to change that rim down there. Much chin up there.
No kidding.
We got it.
And a good screen by Cochran. McKnight goes to the right side, laid it in.
I was going to do that.
Full court pressure. Left side, Pittman has it. Pittman going to drive baseline. Cut off there. Leaves it back to Garman. Garman with it on the wing. Leaves it down low to Gritton. Gritton has it knocked away by Cochran. Now Gritton going to look to drive the basket. Goes all the way in and laid it in. Good decision by Charlie not to foul him. And we're tied back at 9. 3:50 to go here in the first.
Well, Gritton showed a little bit of that last night in his game. Got some bounce off the floor.
McKnight quickly, a little 10-foot jumper off the ball screen, knocked it down.
We talked maybe a low-scoring game right now. Both teams on fire from the offensive end. Who can stand up and make a defensive play first?
Garman with it straight away. Left side to Gritton. Right back to Garman straight away. Well extended near the timeline here. Right back to Gritton. Gets it in the corner to Penny. He'll rise up, shoot a three. This one no good. Ball on the floor, taken out by Turner. Got one-on-one against Pittman, and stripped away from him out of bounds.
Woo, man. Woo, can we get a call down there on that end?
Definitely could have been a foul call. I think the officials were late getting back. I don't think they could even see it. Inbounded to Turner in the corner. Tom looking to drive, and there's a lot of body contact there. Falls down, no call. Gets it away to McKnight. Davion with it out front. Collins leads 11-9, 3 minutes to go here in the first. Gets it to Turner straight away. Dribble handoff back to Feldner. Now straight away to Cochran. Charlie right side to Marcellus Vail. Marcellus going to drive baseline. That's got to be a call. Nothing. Unbelievable. Garman quickly the other way. How is that not a foul? Penny then travel with it, goes in and missed on floater.
It's got to be a foul on somebody. Marcellus had his
time. Holy smokes.
Penny
with two hands all over Vail, and then Marcellus put his elbow right to the top of his head. That was a play on. Marcellus wide open on the basket, laid it in. Little back cut. And Collins is getting some easy baskets, and they lead it now 13-9.
There's Kenny right up in their face. Collins doing a good thing, a lot of back cuts.
And he left side to Gritton, now on the wing, or toward the corner here to Wooders. Now in front to Pittman. Right back to Wooders straight away. They'll hand it right back to Garman. He'll take a ball screen. They'll switch it off. Davion will take in. Now back to Pittman straight away, looking to work on Feldner. Between the legs, dribble, kicks it back to Gritton. I think Charlie just play off him until he picks his dribble up. I don't think he's a threat to shoot the ball from the perimeter. Now Garman will come out near the midcourt line. He'll come and get it. 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. 13-9 Titans. Had Gritton down low, couldn't get it to him. Said they'll get it back to Penny. Penny looking to drive on Turner.
Whoa, and they finally got him on the second travel. Good job there by Dominic Turner, and I, what I will tell you is, hey, not calling much, not calling much, that's an understatement, we're not calling anything, not a foul call in the game yet, and it's been pretty physical.
Now Anderson in his zone,
that's pretty good against two teams that don't like each other.
Yeah, you're exactly right. McKnight, right side to Vail. Kicks it out front to Ford. He checked in for Feltner. Out front to Vail. Marcel's got to shoot that ball. Davion will just shoot the three. No good. Rebounded by Gritton.
Davion kind of went in rhythm there. Just kind of looked the pass a couple times. I was sure his foot wasn't on the line, but it don't matter. But
40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Penny goes in the middle of the lane. It's spun out on him. Good move. Cochran rebounds it. Davion gets in the front court. 30 seconds to go. Right back to McKnight out front. I'd like to see if Collins get 0 for 1 here. High post to Turner. Now over to fourth. Nick, reverse dribble, back to McKnight, straight away, 15 seconds to go. Davion just holding the ball out near midcourt here, 11 seconds. Ooh. Marcellus in trouble, gets it away to McKnight, 5 seconds. Leaves it underneath, Cochran, 10-foot jumper on the baseline, good! And that'll take us to the end of one. But some hot shooting on both ends, but Collins really efficient offensively, and they lead it here 15-9.
Thank you.
After one quarter of play, you're listening to Titan Basketball in the 8th region, this 8th region final here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.